guys, it's 1:30 p.m. March 29th. My name is Rebecca Predis, and this is A Helpful Heart, a show that involves people like you and me spreading love and helpfulness in the community. You can get the latest info about organizations and projects near you. On today's show, we have Jessica Berry, who is lending a helpful heart as a program director at Heaven on Earth. Heaven on Earth is a cat sanctuary that rescues homeless animals for a new beginning. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Thank you for coming down.
Of course.
This is going to be exciting because I love cats so much. They're my favorite animal.
That's so awesome.
Can you
As
give us,
do I.
You do? Oh, okay.
It's actually really cool to be here because a lot of our vet techs and our caretakers are from Pierce College.
Oh, wow.
So it was, like, so interesting that, like, I almost thought you had, like, some connection to them.
Oh.
And then I asked, and it was just, like, a coincidence that this happened. So it was really cool.
All right. So can you give the audience a more descriptive, like, description on Heaven on Earth?
Sure, yeah. Well, we are a nonprofit organization. We originally started focusing on special needs animals or cats that were just a little harder to place in homes. And over the years, that's evolved because of our getting involved with NKLA. And so now our focus is more on pulling cats from city shelters. So just like, I guess I'll give you a little background on NKLA because not everybody knows about it.
I was about to ask you.
Okay, cool. So we're on the same page.
Yes.
So it's No Kill Los Angeles, and their initiative is to try and be a model for how the entire nation can become no kill. It would just mean that no pet ever has to, like, die in a city shelter just because it doesn't have a home or the shelter doesn't have space for them any longer. And so, yeah, we've kind of partnered up with them. They have 117 different coalitions involved, and it's just really awesome to be part of it.
So what's the history behind Heaven on Earth?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll try and summarize it for you. So this woman named Eddie Cronkite, she started Heaven on Earth after she experienced some personal tragedy in her childhood. And after a few years, she, like, discovered rescue and realized that it was just a really good way for her to kind of heal and to make a difference in the community. And so she turned her 3-car garage into her own little rescue, and she started saving all these animals that were really special needs, and eventually that was just too small. And so in 2004, she started renting a house in Van Nuys, and that's kind of around the same time that my bosses, Pam and Richie, got involved, and they're directors, and Richie's on the board. And so they just... them and Eddie Cronkite got together, and they started saving these cats and putting them in this Van Nuys sanctuary. And it was kind of just like a way to keep them just having a happy home for the moment. But then in 2009, we actually got a grant from Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy.
Wow.
Yeah, so his mother had died a year prior, and he just really wanted to do something for her, and she was a big animal lover. And so he gave us this grant, and in 2011, we were able to buy the facility that we're in now. Yeah, and so it's really awesome. It's called Perry's Place, so it's in honor of Seth and Rachel, his sister's mother.
Oh, that's why it's called
Perry's
Place.
Yeah, it's Heaven on Earth Society for Animals, but our facility is called Perry's Place, so that's why you sometimes see both names.
Okay.
And then in 2015, we opened to the public, and it was just a very big, like, it was an awesome dedication ceremony, and, like, now people can come and actually adopt from our sanctuary. And we've just been growing, growing, growing. In 2011, we took in 132 cats, and we adopted out 52 of them. And then, this past year in 2016, we took in 599 cats, and we adopted out 436. So, it's growing. It's awesome.
Have you actually grown an attachment to any of the cats?
Oh, always. That's why I'm trying my hardest to, like, not separate myself. You always, like, care, and you always want to, like, give them as much love as possible. But you have to just know that when they get adopted, they, like, that's their home now, and that's there forever. And you were just there for that part of their life that they needed you most.
So you said the founder, what was her name again?
Eddie Cronkite.
Okay. Have you ever met her in person?
I have not, no. She has a lot of babies now, and oh, wow. She's taking care of them, so, okay. Yeah, I haven't met her yet.
Has your boss, or have you found out what was the name behind? Like, how did they come up with the name?
Yeah, so it grew out of just caring for these special needs cats that Eddie started to take in, and she knew that they were going to be long-term residents, so when she realized that they weren't considered highly adoptable, she just wanted to give them their own little piece of heaven in her sanctuary. So, I mean, now we take in special need cats still, but also all types of cats. And so not all of them are long-term anymore, but it's still really nice to be able to give them a place to live in the meantime that's nice and loving and safe for them.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. I just love cats.
Okay, I know, me too.
What is the mission behind Heaven on Earth? You said the NKLA, for sure. Mm-hmm. But what is...
So we say that our mission is to transform the lives of homeless cats through rescue, sanctuary, and new beginnings.
All right. And you said it's been running since...
like the early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Yeah. Up to right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. And so the location, is it always been there?
Well, we started in Van Nuys, and okay. Then we moved to North Hollywood in 2011, and we've been there ever since.
Do you guys have more locations?
No, it's just the one.
That one?
Yeah, maybe in the future if we grow out of that, but right now we're, like, perfectly content in our little Prairie's place.
And for you saying that you had 599 cats, they all fit in there?
Well, so right now we have, we have like 150 to 175 cats. Okay. And then we'll have 20 or so more in our PetSmart stores. They like live in the little cubbies people can see them. But yeah, because it's like as we're getting in all these cats, we're also periodically adopting them out. So living at the moment is 150 to 175.
Whoa. Sorry. So, hopefully you guys will expand, I assume, right?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. I don't really know much about that part, but...
What can you say is the difference between Heaven on Earth and, you know, the shelter, animal shelter, the pound?
Mm-hmm.
What can you say about that?
Well, so Heaven on Earth is a rescue. So we go into the shelters and we pull those cats that are just not highly adoptable. And they come and they have a lifelong home at our sanctuary. We are cage-free. So at the shelter, you know, every animal is in a cage. But at our place, we have about 11 different rooms. Oh, and wow. All the cats live in the rooms. And we have them, like, they're designed to be specific to what those cats' needs are. So we have a kitten room, and that's always where our kittens are running around. We have an FIV room, which is feline immune deficiency. So it's like HIV for humans. And it's totally, like, normal. Like, mm-hmm. All they need is, like, one extra dental a year. They're totally fine cats. You know, our last FIV cat, he died at 23 years old.
Whoa.
So they're like, anybody can have an FIV cat. It's not mm-hmm. anything to worry about. But, you know, people hear that and they think, oh, this cat, I don't want that one. So, you know, we have an FIV room and it's very positive. We always say love is positive. And
yes.
We have another room that has cats with diabetes. We have a room with, like, cats that are just really, really shy. And it's going to take a little longer for them to get used to your touch, your smell, like the way you want to play with them. And it's just going to take a little extra time for them to come out of their hiding spots.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very cool. It's big and we have lots of rooms and... it's different than, like, going into a shelter and seeing individual cages with one cat in each. And also, we only do cats, and shelters do dogs, bunnies, all of that.
All right.
Yeah.
Have you ever, I know this is a really funny question, but have you ever had to break up a cat fight?
Not really, no. Because I think that's how we design it, you know? We design it to where we know the cats are going to be okay in that room with each other.
Oh, okay.
If we do have a cat that's more temperamental, we'll put him in, like, we have these, like, glass like kind of like mini rooms in our front lobby. And so they'll live in there as a single until, you know, they find their forever home.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So you don't have angry cats?
No, not really angry cats.
So how long have you been working there?
It's been about 2 months now.
2 months? Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. And how was it adjusting to cats? Since you're a cat lover, like, you're like, ah.
Yeah, I mean, I love cats. It's always been, animals just in general have always been a passion for me, but coming in there, the only thing that I really had to adjust to was the amount of cats and my allergies, but now I just pop a little allergy pill and I'm good.
You're like, hey kitties.
Now I can take care of all the kitties.
So what is your duty as a program director?
Well, so it's program assistant.
Sorry.
No, that's totally cool. Basically, we have all different types of programs, and I come in and I just help out wherever I'm needed. So we have our adoptions program. We have a development and administrative side of all the stuff. We have tons of volunteers, and we have this thing called the spaceship program. So that's a program where we go out and we teach the community how important spay and neuter is. And then we also, the second part of spaceship is that we have people that actually work in the spaceship department, and they go out and at night they trap feral community cats, and they bring them, they get them fixed, and then they let them back into the community. Excuse me.
Wow. You're good. You can drink some
water. Thank you. And so, yeah, I help out wherever they need me most on that day.
What's a normal day for you on the job?
Normal day? Let's see. I go in, I check my email, make sure everything's going all right. Mm-hmm. And then I do a lot of transporting, actually. So if a cat has been spayed or neutered, I will drive to the vet and pick them up, bring them back. Currently, we have like little three-week-old kittens, and they can't eat on their own. So it's like, it's really cool. I'm like doing email work, and then someone will come in and be like, we need you to bottle feed these kittens. I'm like, okay, this job is amazing. So it's kind of just like anything, like every day is different. And that's what's really cool about it. You know, I'll have my administrative days where I'm just like sending emails and working on the volunteer program, and coming up with like orientations and coming up with just like new designs, organizing things. And then sometimes I'm with the cats. So it's different every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like my dream job. So how did you get your start? Did you volunteer? Did you see it? Did somebody told you about it? Like how did it come together as you working there?
Well, I just kind of felt like I needed something. I had just moved to Los Angeles, and I felt just like I was missing something. And so I just Googled rescues I can help out with, and I found Heaven on Earth. And I applied to be a volunteer, and I became a volunteer. I was there for about a year and a half, and then I heard about this position opening up, and it just... I was like, wow, this is perfect. This is my other passion. So it just kind of fell in my lap at the perfect time.
Wow. So you're not originally from here, from California?
No, I'm from Florida.
You're from Florida.
Yeah.
Wow. Is there anything like this over there in Florida?
I'm sure there is. I never really researched it. But the more that I get involved in all this rescue stuff, the more I see how, like, it's a thing. It's everywhere. Yeah. So, and we need it, you know? We need it so that we can save as many cats that are living in shelters as we can.
Yeah. So as you, personally, you love cats. How many cats do you have?
I have four.
You have four?
Yeah.
And would you mind saying their names?
Oh, sure. So we have Heisenberg. Because we love Breaking Bad. He's an orange tabby with one eye, and he's so crazy. I love him. I have my little tortie. Her name is Andy. And then my roommate has two cats, and their names are brother and sister, because they're brother and sister. Yeah.
It's like, have you seen the, is it Little Rascals, I think? When he's like, oh, what's your dog's name? He's like, his name's, like, Ruff, and he's like, yeah, say your name. He's like, Ruff.
Oh, that's cute.
So, because of the cats and because finding this, it made you want to, like, it made you eager to work there, right?
Oh, yeah.
You were like, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's a way to, you know, feel like you're really doing something and making a difference and you have a purpose.
Yeah. What's the most recent event Heaven on Earth has had?
Well, we have events basically every weekend. We do the mobile adoption events is what we call them. So we go into different PetSmart stores. We'll have, it's kind of volunteer run. So our volunteers show up. They'll set up an area where we have anywhere from 4 to 8 cats, depending on the day. And then we show them off to the public. And it's actually been a way that we've gotten a lot of cats adopted before we opened to the public. That was our only way of adopting them out.
So that's what you guys did in the beginning.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
to get them adopted. And so now we still do that, but we also...
People can just come.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we have 6 different PetSmart locations, 4 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday.
Would you mind giving the locations to our audience?
Sure. On Saturdays, we are at the Sherman Oaks, Van Nuys, and Santa Clarita PetSmarts, and the Van Nuys Petco. And then on Sunday, we're at the Tujunga and the Encino location PetSmart.
And how do you think Heaven on Earth is helping the community? Of course, with the NKLA, but how do you feel like Heaven on Earth is helping?
Well, really, it's like just bringing joy. You know, like, that's really, like, what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring joy to these cats. We're trying to bring joy to the people that adopt them. And I'm actually, one of my jobs is that after a cat gets adopted, I write an email to the adopters just saying thank you and just saying, like, how you've helped Heaven on Earth. And it's actually, like, astounding, the replies I've gotten. Like, I didn't think I would even get responses because the email isn't really saying to respond, but all these people have reached out and just had so many wonderful things to say. Like this past woman, I got an email back from her, and her husband is on hospice, and she just adopted 2 kittens from us a few months ago, and she was saying how these kittens have been able to bring her joy in the time that she needs it the most, and that the cats like will lay on her husband's chest when he's like not feeling well. And so it's like hearing stories like that, that it's like, wow, we are really actually making an impact here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Cats are so smart. They know when something's wrong. My question is, how is it very, like, with the different types of cats that you guys have, do you actually tell them, like, oh, we have this kind, and they'll straight away go, or you guys just show them, like, how is the adoption process? Like, how do they get to pick the kitty or cat?
Yeah, so people will come in, we'll just have a series of questions. We have an application that they fill out. It's kind of more like a questionnaire, but we just kind of like narrow down what we see that they're looking for. Because some people will come in and they're like, I want a kitten, but they have a 17-year-old cat at home. And a kitten is not really going to, not to say it's not going to get along, but the 17-year-old probably doesn't want to play as much as the kitten does.
It really is a teenager. Yeah.
So we kind of just, like, go through the questionnaire, figure out what we see. We have an adoption specialist. She's amazing.
She is
so good at, like, her instincts are just always on point with people. And we talk to them, and then we'll show them who we think is going to be a best fit for them. Of course, they're always, like, they can go into all the rooms, they can see all the cats, and if there is a cat that they, like, have this connection with and bond with instantly, then it's normally a perfect pair. We just kind of, like, narrow it down based on if they've had a cat before, if they have a cat, and how old that cat is, and then sometimes they'll just see them at the event, and we have little meet and greet rooms at the PetSmart location.
So cute.
I know, it's really cute. So people will, like, see a cat and be like, oh, like, I would like to play with this cat, and we bring them in the meet and greet room, and they hang out with them, they get to know them a little better, and then they can fill out an application on the cat, and we go from there.
So has there been any struggles with the adoption, with the little events that you guys had, just with you and work? Like, has there been any struggles?
Yeah, well, kind of just the main ongoing struggle, I would say, is funding. You know, we are a nonprofit organization, so the way that we're able to do what we do is by relying on grants and donations. And so each year we start from scratch with a new budget. And So it's, you know, it's kind of a struggle each year to just be like, well, I hope that we get enough so that we can do what we really want to do this year. And, you know, knowing that there's so many worthy causes out there, everybody wants to give to what they want to give to. So we just hope it's heaven on earth.
So have you guys accomplished any goals? Is there goals that have been set up?
Yeah. You guys have Well, obviously, it's like to get as many companion animals placed into homes as we can. But we are in the sense of like trying to get Los Angeles to be a no-kill city. We're constantly just like striving for that. And in 2012, 57.7% of cats and dogs were making it out of the city shelters alive. And that is 18,000 cats and dogs being killed. And so in 2016, that number was reduced to 3,236, which is an 82% reduction in 5 years. So it's like we really are like, I mean, there's always a goal, but we are accomplishing it year by year. And the save rate in 2015 was 76.7%. And so our goal as of right now, what would make Los Angeles a no-kill city is 90%.
90% is what you're striving for.
Yeah, that's what we're striving for. And we just really want to get it out there that, like, you know, euthanizing an animal for medical needs is one thing, but to be killing an animal for space is another. And we really just want to end the practice of that. And we can do that by providing spay and neuter services in areas that need it the most. We can do it by increasing adoption so that more animals are placed into homes and fewer animals are going into the shelters.
Right. What would you tell a group of what would you tell a group of people that would want to how to volunteer?
So we would say, you know, if you really, really like cats.
that's the catch.
Right. And then you, like, don't mind, like, rolling up your sleeves and helping us out, and you do really want to make a difference, then, like, totally come volunteer. You can find all that information on our website. It's heavenlypets.org, and there's, like, a little volunteer tab. And right now, currently, our spaceship program and our adoption events need it the most. Oh, right. So the spaceship program for volunteers is going to be more like canvassing and handing out the flyers and getting the community informed about spay and neuter, not so much the trapping of the actual cats.
And is there an age limit?
Yes. Yeah, so for spaceship and for adoption events, you have to be 18 or older. Okay. And then for our sanctuary, we're looking at 14 or older.
Okay. All right. So all the people out there that are 14 and older and like cats, go for it. What do you want people to know about Heaven on Earth?
Just that, you know, we're making a difference in the lives of cats and in the lives of people, and that everybody else can really do it too. If you want to adopt a cat or really any animal, just please adopt from a rescue, adopt from a shelter, and always spay and neuter your cats. Get that word out there. Spay and neuter. Just that will really help us reduce that number.
I know my mom actually has a friend that, he would help us out with any animal at all. It was so cool.
That's awesome.
And they would, you know, we would send family members and everything to go and get spay and neutered.
Oh, cool.
All my cats are spay and neutered, too. So what do you see the future for Heaven on Earth?
I just see us rescuing more and more cats and kittens, you know, adopting out as many as possible so that we can really reach that no-kill 90%, and it's also, you know, maintaining that 90% or higher. We can't just like get it there and then just leave it behind.
Okay. So last question.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like our listeners to take away from this?
You know, if you're thinking of adding a four-legged friend to your family, know that it is a forever pet. And if you want to make a difference, seek volunteer opportunities, donate, research our spaceship, you know, all of that.
All right. And can you give us the website one more time?
Yes. It is heavenlypets.org. It's .org.
All right. And then anything else you would like to add?
Yeah. If you're interested in adopting, you know, stop by our sanctuary, 7342 Fulton Ave in North Hollywood. And we're open Thursdays and Fridays from 3 to 8, and Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 6.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
For coming and loving this as much as I do. So that's all the time we have. Don't forget to spread love and helpfulness any way you can. My name is Rebecca Paredes, and you're listening to A Helpful Heart on KPC Radio. Thank you.